What up, though? Welcome to the Laptop Chronicles. It's your host, Al. Thank you for tuning in. As usual, you know, thank you for plugging in and listening. If it's your first time, if it's not, man, thank you for coming back. Your ears are not deceiving you. You are hearing this on the 420p, you know, instead of the regular 1080p. You know, my homeboy, my sound engineer, Corey, Baltimore County Favorite Podcast, a.k.a. the right knob on Pete Rock's soundboard, a.k.a. Tupac's tattoo gun. You know, my man is out for a little bit, but he'll be back. And we get it popping, give you all that pitch-perfect podcast to soothe your ears and have you saying, when you plug in and hear that crystal clear clarity, you know? So, today's episode, man, I was thumbing through Tumblr. So, some of you may not have had a Tumblr or may not remember Tumblr, but Tumblr was, let me see, I remember hearing about it back in like 2008, and it was another social media site, back, let me see, was MySpace popping? Yeah, well, MySpace was on the decline then, and Facebook was just... I think it was just opening up to non-college students, because a lot of people don't remember that Facebook was like exclusively for college students. So Tumblr was a place that ended up, it was like MySpace. You had your page, your blog or whatever, you know, you name it whatever you wanted to and make it about any content you wanted to. And shit, back 2008 through like 2012, man, Tumblr was like the wild, wild west. It was like you find any fucking thing on there, which was good and which was bad, because the good part was you could find anything on there. The bad part was you could find anything on there. So I think around like 2014, they were talking about they were going to do like a massive purge of Tumblr. So they were getting rid of all of their sexually explicit content, which meant if you had like anything like sexually explicit in the name of your Tumblr page, any kind of pictures, anything, they were getting rid of it. They were deleting it, because the Tumblr was owned by Yahoo, and at the time Yahoo was trying to let it go. And, you know, it was being sold to another media, you know, company. Mega giant company, which is true. So a lot of people were like, all right, fuck it, I'm off this, I'm out. And then a lot of people just had their blogs deleted. My blog didn't get deleted, but a lot of content that I had on there was flagged. It was, you know, blocked from everybody else seeing it. And I started to delete my Tumblr page, but I didn't. And it seemed like maybe a year ago, seemed like some of the restrictions on what you could upload became less and less. Now, there was no announcement for it, but it was just like, oh, I reblogged a picture of, you know, two people having sex and it didn't get flagged. All right, well, let me reblog another one. Okay. So, they still do flag content, sexually explicit content. But during the purge, it was people saying that there were just regular pictures getting flagged, right? And so I was on Tumblr and I came across this thread, and it started out by somebody saying, some of you didn't have Tumblr before the porn ban, where you would literally just randomly be scrolling through your dash and happen upon a series of aggressive gay porn gifs because one of your mutuals happened to be horny that night and it shows, right? Which is true. And somebody else put the thrill of the scroll, because you could be scrolling through and it was like you'd see anything, because somebody was like, all right, I feel like putting this up, and you just happen to see it, and it was crazy. But then what opened my eyes was, let me see, there's a user That goes by the name of Dynasty El Noir. And she put a lot of gay porn blurs, I guess it's supposed to be porn Tumblr pages, but a lot of gay porn blurs follow me for some reason, and there's still plenty of nudes and GIFs out there. I think it was just a massive plot to gentrify the app, right? And that, like, I'd never heard it put that way. So then she followed on. She said, they basically forced black people to leave, added a bunch of advertisements, and allowed white porn bots run amok. Tumblr is a massive piece of internet real estate. To make it more palatable to investors, i.e. white people with money looking to buy, they let black people freely do things that we do while they get to be voyeurs on Safari in the behind-the-scenes view of how black people think, create, and talk. Like gentrifiers coming to physical black spaces. They do this to steal our ideas for ad campaigns, drive up engagements, and provide gateways to media big shots to both exploit and take credit for our labor in magazines, TV shows, etc. Once it looked like Yahoo was ready to buy, okay, I had the information wrong, Yahoo was going to buy Tumblr. All right. So once it looked like Yahoo was ready to buy, they started making moves that sounded like they were making the space safer and better for everyone. Just like when crosswalks, no turn on red signals, bike lanes, grocery stores, and bus stops turn up in black neighborhoods that never had them before. However, those measures were about raising the price of real estate and signaling to white folks that it's safe to move in. So just like gentrification offline, the measures meant to help, quote-unquote, glitched and well-meaning but definitely self-serving white folks got black people kicked out of an online community they established, curated, defined, and impacted the world for years. And that is very eye-opening. So shout out to Destiny L. Noir on Tumblr for putting that into perspective like that, because one thing I do research about, and you know, on my own and other shit, is like the impact of gentrification on our neighborhoods, in cities. You know, like three of the main cities that I've spent a lot of time in the past, I don't know, past five, six years, is Baltimore, Detroit, and Atlanta. And I remember when they were talking about the gentrification of Baltimore. Well, they never put it on the news. It's never, the word gentrification is never mentioned, right? But all of a sudden, you know, this set of apartment buildings or you know, what is termed projects gets torn down, and then you have low-income housing or low-rise housing put up, or you have, like, for example, in Baltimore, the University of Maryland Medical System started expanding across MLK, you know, in Detroit, you had everything that happened and is going on in downtown Detroit, and you know, like, for example, on the west side, from the west side. So to me, everything from West Grand Boulevard all the way to downtown is being gentrified. You know, everything around Wayne State University and it's expanding out. And you know, my niece went to Cass Tech High School, so you know, I used to go down there and pick her up from school, and then seeing the area around Cass Tech, like, I think they're gonna have to move that school. You know, they just built it, just rebuilt it. And then, you know, down in Atlanta, she ended up going to college over in the AUC, which, for those of you who don't know, is the Atlanta University Center. And it's comprised of Clark Atlanta, Spelman, Morehouse. There's a theological college over there, and Morris Brown, which is on the comeback. Shout out to Morris Brown. Well, it's that area sits right across the street from the new football stadium that they built for the Atlanta Falcons. And it's just crazy that they got this billion-dollar stadium right, you know, sitting that close to the West End. And I'm just looking, you know, every time I go down to Atlanta and, you know, we go down there and see her or whatever, check on her and, you know, make sure she was straight. And just every time I would look, it would just be more and more new things like being pushed across, what's that, Northside Drive over toward, you know, the West End. And I'm not saying that gentrification isn't good. It's definitely well needed in some places. You know, a lot of neighborhoods are built a certain way 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago, and they never change. Meanwhile, you go outside of these neighborhoods and these cities where, you know, the tax base is different, and they're getting new and improved, you know, a new and improved look to their community like every 5 years. You know, and that's the same thing that happened to Tumblr. It's like you had all this content, and once it looked like it was being sold, because I remember Yahoo was trying to buy it, and then I think maybe Apple, and I think the last I heard, Pornhub was trying to purchase it. And you know, at the time, I know they were saying that they were getting rid of sexually explicit content because there was supposedly a lot of child pornography floating around. I'm not saying that it wasn't there. I don't know. You know, bad shit does exist. Shit that shouldn't exist exists, and stuff like that has no fucking place in anywhere in society, Tumblr or otherwise. But they said that's one of the reasons they would get rid of it. I don't know. I never saw it. But then I think all of the sales that of the Tumblr platform fell through. So the platform just kind of exists now as it is. But I never thought that, you know, it would, like, the term gentrification would apply. So shout out to Dynasty El Noir for that very interesting take on Tumblr, you know. So man, I don't know. That was all I had for today. But yeah, oh, shout out to everybody around the globe, man, who listens to the Laptop Chronicles, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. You know, folks in Mongolia, you know, that's crazy. Shout out to y'all, man. India, Ireland, you know what I'm saying? Switzerland, folks up in Canada, everybody around the US, man. Thank you for tuning in, you know. Got a couple things. It's coming up on the holiday time, you know. So I got a few ideas. I think the next episode we're gonna talk about some gifts. You know, give your partner some sex gifts this year. You know, spice up Christmas. You know, make Black Friday fun. Black Friday shopping fun. You know. So yeah, I got a couple things, man. It's going to help with your holiday shopping this year. Other than that, man, remember, you know, stay safe, drink water, man, wear your mask. Numbers going up like fucking crazy. You know, they're reporting in the news. Voting season is over for right now in the United States. And that motherfucker Trump is not in office. Well, he's still in office right now, fucking shit up. And I'm, you know, I'm not. I was talking to the homie Tage. Shout out to Tage. And you know, she was like, "Yeah, whoever is in office is gonna be fucked up." And I was like, "Yeah, very true. However, it's not gonna be as fucked up with that shit bird, you know, at the helm of this ship." But he sure is leaving a fucking wake of fire as he walks out the door like a little bitch, you know. Anyway, I can go all in. I don't want to get banned for my politics. Anyway, but yo, thank you for listening, man. Make sure you drink water, eat clean, you taste better, eat your fruit. I was on a Zoom meeting with some homies, and that came up, and they was like, is that real? I was like, yes, it's very real. Eat your fruit, drink your water, eat your salads, all that good stuff. So, stay tuned for the Laptop Chronicles News Network, man. I got a nice little piece. Talk about that on there. And stay safe. All right? Peace. This week on the Laptop Chronicles News Network, got a major announcement from Pornhub. Right? So the third annual Pornhub Awards will be fully virtual and literally everyone is invited. For these unprecedented times, we wanted to plan an unprecedented kind of evening that we hope you'll enjoy on December 15th, as we once again recognize top performers in the adult industry, all while celebrating love, sexuality, and diversity. So, mark your calendars, right? December 15th, Pornhub Awards. Let me see, check out the categories. Got some pretty dope categories. Let me see. You got the most popular female newcomer, most popular female performer, most popular female performer by women. Not sure what that means, but I'll have to get in on my research. Most popular male performer by women. Oh, okay. I think I get it. So it's like they polled the women's point of view of who the best female performer was, best male performer. Okay. And of course, most popular male performer, most popular male newcomer, most popular trans performer, most popular verified amateur. All right. Let me see what else we got. Most popular gay male performer, most popular trans channel. Let me see. Backdoor beauty top anal performer. You know, I will definitely be voting in that category. Most popular network, okay. Big chest, top big tits performer. Oh yeah, he's got some good ones here. Big and beautiful top BBW performer. Oh yeah, I gotta talk to my man about this one, cause we gonna be cause we gotta talk about how, you know, titties be tittying, you know. Let me see what else we got. Blowjob queen. Full mast, top big dick performer. Get your freak on, top fetish performer. Let me see what else. Oh man, it's a nice long list of categories. So yeah, jump on Pornhub, you know, make sure you get your votes in. But do your research before you get your votes in. You know, vote for your favorites. And be honest in your voting. You know, you may see a couple scenes where your favorite didn't bring their A game. You know? Let me see. What else we got here? Oh, yeah. We got a lot of... They got a Zam Zaddy Top Daddy performer. Okay. And you'll never hear me say that word again. I don't know what that category is about. But, fuck it. I'll research it and vote for it. All right. So, yeah. December 15th, man. Make sure you tune in online to the Pornhub Awards 2020. I'm sure if you get on Pornhub, there'll be a link so that, you know, you can watch it. And shit, maybe we'll have a watch party. You know, that'd be pretty fucking cool. You know what? Having a socially distanced Pornhub Awards watch party. You know, yes, I'm gonna make that happen. So that's your Laptop Chronicles news for this week. And make sure you stay safe, wear your mask, all that good stuff. Drink water, eat fruit. All right? I'm out.